a lot of places. Of course, where does salt water and oil originally went down some of these creeks, and I imagine you know this one between here and El Dorado up there about 4 or 5 miles this side of El Dorado.
Yeah.
When oil came in there in 21 and lost a lot of oil and salt water, well, it killed all that timber, and all those leaves and those logs and everything fell in there. And of course, down there about, usually about 1 foot or 2 feet, there's a layer of asphalt under there now. And, well, the leaves and the straw have...
Asphalt?
Yeah, it was the old heavy crude oil. See, that was, was probably about 12, 10, 12, 14 gravity. It's very heavy. It's an old asphalt type oil. It's not paraffin, of course. It's an asphalt. And as it dried and hardened over that bottom, all of that fell in there, and then the erosion, the other soil is over the top of it, you know, and there's practically no drainage there, if you notice. Along by the highway there, it looked like it's flooding there. It's because there's no channel, you know, for the water to drain. It really needs, and I had hoped that we would get a good channel down through there and get that back in, but just never were able to do anything about it, get a channel down through it, and some reclaim some of the saltwater land, some of this land that was killed, you know, by saltwater and oil during the early days before they started making them quit letting the saltwater just run out and go every direction down streams, you know.
Yes, sir. Oh, well. Well, some of the places, like I crossed over a bridge over a, what was that down there, that creek?
Over there, Luder, this side of El Dorado, that whole thing, you know, was, the timber was all killed there in 21. And it's just a wide valley there with no drainage in it, you know.
About now, your land, do you have any water on your land flowing?
Oh, yes, we have several little creeks that flow. This Beaver Creek goes through the estate up through here, and then my and wife's land all just north and northwest of here. We have several little creeks through it.
They run into?
A little corner here, this creek that's just as you go out of town here.
Yeah.
And then there's a creek to the south of town. It was Beaver Creek, named Beaver because there was a real large beaver pond that was shown right here at the state line when it was surveyed, and it was a tremendous thing. It shows on the original survey there.
Yeah. You got any land here that's maybe low, kind of, it's not good for raising anything other than just alfalfa or
well, I tell you, this land is no good for alfalfa because no lime in it.